Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, sexies. Welcome to Burlesque About Town Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Amy Green, and I just want to remind you that tonight's show is clothing optional, so feel free to get naked. I'm so excited to have in the studio tonight Molly McCobb, founder and producer of A Plum Askew Review. Molly is teasing us tonight with Popcorn and Pasties, a film strip, premiering Friday, August 14th at Sons of Herman Hall, 3414 Elm Street, Dallas. Doors are going to open at 8. Show's going to start at 9. Pasties, panties, strip tease, yes! Now, Molly McCobb has been performing burlesque since October 2011 and is the producer of A Plum Askew Review in Dallas, Texas since December 2012. She produces a bi-monthly show at Sons of Herman Hall, 3414 Elm Street, Dallas, Texas. Molly specializes in nerdlesque, horror, historical themes, and pop culture fantasies. She's very proud to say that she has brought her nerdy side to numerous burlesque festivals over the course of her career. She became an international performer in November 2013. Molly works full-time as an accountant, did we mention nerd? And when she's not performing burlesque, she works as a choreography, a beginner's burlesque instructor, and is an actress in musical theater productions throughout the Dallas area. Welcome, Molly. I'm so glad to have you tonight.
Thank you. So, thank you for asking me.
Yeah, this is awesome. So, Molly, tell us all about Popcorn and Pasties, a film strip. The performers, the acts, the benefit, and the raffles.
Well, to start off, this is kind of like a tribute show to the performers' favorite movies. There's a lot of cult classics that we're bringing to the stage tomorrow night. we have some like sci-fi films, we have some Disney films, we have some seasonal films, so we have a little bit to meet everybody's taste. The benefit, we are raising money to assist one of the performers in my troupe. Her name is Absinthe Angel, and she has come into a need of having some surgery done. She's already had the surgeries. They happened this week. So we're just raising some money to help her pay for those surgeries, because she's a college student, and, you know, she doesn't have insurance and doesn't have...
You still with us, Molly? Hey, Molly, is maybe your phone on mute? I don't hear you. There you are. There you are. Yeah, and you're going again. I'm not sure if you can hear me.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Wonderful.
All right. Oh, no, you're fine, you're fine. You know, hey, we're all family here. So I'm not sure. The last I heard was you were telling us about your benefit and Absinthe Angel, who's a college student.
Right. She's already had the surgical procedures. She had them this week. So we are having some raffle prizes to give away, and we're selling a bunch of raffle tickets to help her raise money to pay for those surgeries, because she is a college student and she doesn't have a full-time income, so she needs a little help to pay for those medical expenses. And her boyfriend will also be having a vendor table at the show. Prior to her surgery, she spent a lot of time making pasties. She had this fundraiser up. She had this fundraiser up called Pasties for Purpose. where she was trying to raise money pre-surgery. So she made a bunch of pasties and was selling them as a turnaround for donations towards her surgery. Her sisters in the troupe, we all came together one day and just decided to make a whole bunch of pasties and merkins and hair fascinators and tiny top hats and jewelry and just a lot of things that we could sell for her to help raise money for these two surgeries that she had. So lots of homemade things to buy tomorrow night.
Okay, well, I'll be looking forward to that. So, well, and I guess she's doing okay right now.
Yeah, she came through the surgeries pretty well. She's recovering, and we're looking forward to having her back on the stage in a couple months.
Awesome. Well, tell me the performers. What's your lineup? Who you got coming on stage?
We have visiting us from Houston. We have Tifa Tiddlywinks. She is a number one starfire in the Nerdless community. So if you are really into sci-fi and video games and things of that nature, you really need to follow her because she is
top-notch.
I guess one of the top-notch performers in Nerdlesque in my book. We have a performer coming in from Denton. Her name is Divertida Devachka. And she is going to do a tribute to a very cult classic film. I'm trying not to give away too much, but
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, if you can give us a little peek, that'd be great. And if you have to keep it all top secret, that's okay.
Well,
too.
I mean, Divertida is doing a tribute to Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Ooh.
So that is a cult classic of grand proportion.
Yeah.
We have Janie Slash, who is a performer in Deep Ellum, and she is doing a little something from the Tim Burton collection.
All right.
We have Ariel visiting us, and she's bringing a little dominatrix action for us. For all of those naughty fellas out there who like a strong woman. She's going to give us a little tribute to the 50 Shades of Grey movie.
Nice.
We have Hannah Lee. Hannah Lee is doing a little something from the Kill Bill movie. And we have Helena Isis, who is doing a bit for Dreamgirls.
Oh, nice.
And then there's my my regulars, my troop girls, who are kind of in every show. We have Cambria Cadava, who is tributing Snow White.
Oh.
And I want to bring special attention to the fact that she is going to have a strategically placed mirror on her body.
Oh,
and she encourages she encourages everyone who sits in the table seats and the front row seats to try their best to see their reflection in her mirror.
Oh, nice.
Sapphire
awesome.
De La Noche. Sapphire is doing one of her signature numbers. She has performed this number several times in several different shows. She is tributing Revenge of the Nerds movie.
Nice.
And she'll tell you a little story about that. She's been with the show the longest. She's been with me since December of 2012. And when I had my very first Nerdless show, I was like, you need to come up with something nerdy. And she was like, I don't really have anything. I don't really do that, you know. And I said, well, what about just do something classic nerd, like, you know, like from Revenge of the Nerds, you know, like pigtails, yeah, big glasses, you know. And she was like,
yeah,
okay. So she came up with this really cute number, and it turned out to be a signature number of hers that everybody has been booking her for. So,
oh, awesome.
Oh, my goodness. Sinlaw B has decided to bring a little taste of Christmas to us since it's so hot outside. She'd like to try and cool us off a little bit with some snow.
Nice.
So she's going to give us a little bit of the Christmas story.
Cool.
And we do. I do have a singing dancer in my troupe, Miss Zerlina Brava. She is a, I believe she studied like opera in college, and she's got a very beautiful voice. And so she is more of a singing stripteaser.
Oh, wow.
So she is going to do her little tribute to Miss Marilyn Monroe.
Ooh. Nice.
Now, our headliner is a local favorite. She has been in the burlesque business for over 10 years. Miss Black Mariah is going to be headlining our show. And if you haven't seen Black Mariah perform, then you really are in for a treat, because she is very charismatic, and she will just draw you in and just let you have it. She is going to do a little tribute to Rocky Horror Picture Show. So,
okay, wow. Yeah, I've seen Black Mariah, I think, only once, and you're right. I mean, she is awesome. She is awesome, and I cannot wait to see her again. That's gonna be
I love how expressive she is with her face and her eyes, and she can just give you that side stare and be like, yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah, she just pulls you in just like a good girl does. And
it takes us right in. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Molly, I understand that you are going to be the singing MC of this event.
I am. This will be my first time to ever MC a show.
Oh.
I used to have a regular MC. My MC used to be Mr. M.T. Molotov, but he is going to be a father very, very soon. So he is taking a small little break from the stage, and I decided, well, I guess this will be my time to take the stage as an MC. So
To shine.
and since I am a singer, and, you know, I'm going to be opening the show with a little song and dance number with my troupe girls.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Cool.
We're going to be doing something from
singing?
Chicago. We're going to be doing a number from Chicago.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. So, you know, I did not know until we talked earlier that you were a singer. I did not know. So I can't wait to hear you sing.
That's something that a lot of people don't know about me, actually, because I don't really talk about it a lot, and I don't really put it in my burlesque numbers.
Well, so it's out now.
Yeah, the secret is out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh. Well, Molly, tell us all about Nerdlesque. You know, What is it, and how is it done?
Nerdlesque is really like a tribute to all things pop culture. We're talking movie characters, television characters, comic book characters, video game, you know, D&D, fantasy, you know, anything in the pop culture realm. And it really involves, it's kind of like mixing play, like when you think of people going to Comic-Con and they really beef up their costumes and make sure that they're totally accurate to the character they're portraying. So you've mixed that with burlesque and you get nerdlesque.
When you go
see a nerdlesque show, you're going to see performers come out in costumes that are very near perfection. They're going to look exactly like the character they are portraying. And, you know, the music is going to be very iconic, maybe have some movie quotes in the music. You know, there's going to be a very dramatic storyline to the routine. When you are a nerdlesque dancer, you are, in essence, a storyteller, because you have to address the people in the audience who don't really know what character you are. So if you have that possibility, you have to actually reach that audience member and say, hey, even though you don't know who Pac-Man is, I got to portray this character in a way that you actually understand what's going on. And that you can still enjoy the number. Now, I say Pac-Man because who doesn't know Pac-Man, but you know.
But I know what you're saying. You know, if I was sitting in the front row and the performer is in costume and I might not be familiar with it, that is just so awesome to know that that by the dance and by the story that I can, by the end of the number, I
There's a lot of thought that goes into a nerdlesque number, or at least it should. That's how I teach it anyway, that you really need to reach that audience member that's like, I don't know who this Star Trek character is. Can you explain this to me? You know, you really don't need to have an audience member wrinkling up their face going, what the heck is going on up there? I really have no idea what I'm watching here. You know, you need to include something in your number to clue in those people who don't know. So,
Well,
that's
cool.
A good nerdlesque performer.
Okay, awesome. Now, I heard you say that's the way I teach it. So you offer classes on your own. Can you tell us a little bit about the classes that you offer?
Well, I used to offer classes. Now I'm more of like a coach. If somebody has a number that they're working on and they would like some another pair of eyes, you know, on their number, then I, you know, bring them into my studio and I have them, you know, tell me what their story is and perform the number, and then I help them, you know, elaborate on it or, you know, make it, polish it up a little better. Now, I don't teach classes per se. The only class that I really teach is more of a musicality type class. I have taught that at festivals, and I have taught it at the Burlesque Experience. I have taught a musicality class.
You're great at that. You're great at that. I've seen that class at the Burlesque Experience, and you are right on. That was really awesome. So,
thank you.
Great job. Yeah. So what made you decide to start performing burlesque? Is it something you've always wanted to do, or...?
Well, let me tell you, it's a strange story about that.
Okay.
Me and one of my fellow troop girls, Cambria Cadava, we were working at a haunted house in Red Oak. And the owner of the haunted house was like, you know what, we need some queue line entertainment. The people that are waiting in line are getting really antsy and bored. We need something to entertain them. And Cambria is really the instigator of this whole burlesque thing. She suggested to the owner of the haunted house, well, what do you think about burlesque? You know, like gory, bloody burlesque. And he was like, okay. So me and her and one other performer, her name was Sharon Graves. we put each one of us put together our own little numbers, and for 17 nights, we performed a kind of like a middle of the night bloody gorlesque show for these haunted house patrons, and that's how it all started for me.
Wow. I love that story. That is so interesting. And was it 17 nights in a row? I mean, that had to be quite a...
No, not 17 nights in a row. There is, like, you know, 17 nights of the haunted house season, so...
Okay. But still, that's so awesome. That was such a great idea. Yeah.
Little did I know that that little thing that happened that Halloween season would lead to all of this.
Wow. Well, I'm so glad it did. Yeah. And so then from there you decided in 2012, I guess it was, to start a troupe of your own, man.
It originally didn't start as a troupe. I didn't want to have a troupe to begin with. I just wanted to have a show. I wanted to have a dedicated cast, which people would say is a troupe, but I didn't treat them as a troupe because I did have dedicated cast members who belonged to other troupes in the Metroplex. I had members that belonged to Broads and Panties.
So you had a dedicated cast.
Yeah, I had a cast of six ladies that I felt like I could count on for every show. I would, you know, take in auditions for all the empty spots. But I had that show in Plano for like a year and a half. And then I decided to take a little break because I wanted to do musical theater for a while and really concentrate on that. So I did that. And then when I came back, I was like, you know what? I really just want to change it up and have a troupe, a real troupe. So that's when it became
awesome.
That's more dedicated.
I just can't wait. So, well, tell me, what do you love most about burlesque / nerdlesque and everything that you do?
Well, I tell you, it's not the money. It's definitely not the money.
It's got to be the fame.
Yeah. No, it's definitely not the fame, but I guess it does have something to do with it. I'll tell you, well, the one thing I like the most about it is how I'm able to change women's lives. When I perform at like comic book conventions, these timid women, they will see me, and I am a woman of size. I'm a plus size woman, and these women will see me on stage. Thank you. These women will see me on stage with this confidence and this charisma,
yeah.
and I just, you know, I'm out there and I'm just performing with an amazing independence, and they will just come up to me after the show, some of them almost in tears, happy to meet me, happy to tell me how much I have inspired them to be, you know, more of a woman or more feminine or more sexy. And then when I go to perform in festivals, I get compliments from, you know, plus-size women who come to me and are just overly excited at the fact that I'm up there and that I inspire them. And that I give them the confidence and the hope that they can be sexy too. You know, it's really, the message is there for me. That's what, that's really why I perform, is that I can get up there and I can show women who are like me that they can still be beautiful, they can still be sexy, or nerdy and sexy, you know, whatever. And they can, you know, and it's the message that I'm putting out there, and it shows. So every new city that I go to, I get that everywhere, and it's still humbling. It still touches me everywhere I go. So.
Oh, that is so awesome. I just got chills listening to that. It's just, I love that. You're so great. You're so great. And you have performed internationally in Ireland. And so what is the burlesque scene like in Ireland? And how
well, it's considerably smaller over there. To anybody that's new to the community here in Dallas, they will know that the Dallas burlesque community is kind of saturated. There's a lot of shows here in Dallas. There are a lot of performers here, and it's kind of a little difficult to get a gig sometimes. But over there, it's kind of hard to find a venue that will host a burlesque show.
This is pretty new.
One of my friends over there, Miss Bella Agogo, telling me quite a bit about her experiences over there. She came to stay with me for like 5 weeks when she was doing an American tour here, and she told me all about the difficulty of finding a venue that was, I guess, worthy. Number one, worthy of having a tasteful burlesque show there, and secondly, willing to have a burlesque show there. But from what I understand, there's plenty of performers willing to do it. But I will say that they do have something truly amazing. They have a contest there called Miss Burlesque Ireland.
Really?
And it's kind of like a pageant. These women come together and they perform burlesque numbers in every genre. They will perform a classic number. They will perform a neo number. They will perform a, you know, pop culture number. They are being judged on every style of burlesque. It's really an amazing thing.
Oh, gosh, I wish I could see that.
Yeah, it's I don't know that that kind of thing would fly over here. I mean, there's so many contests over here, you know, festivals that, you know, crown king and queen and blah, 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 and this Exotic World contest in Vegas every year. And but this whole pageant idea with not just judging you on one number, but judging your skills on every style of burlesque to make sure you actually earn the title of Miss Burlesque Ireland. I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah, how fun! How fun to get the viewpoint, of another culture, so it's a different kind of mode. So.
My first trip over there, went over there for my honeymoon, actually. But the second time I went over there was because I was invited to perform in their burlesque festival. So, and I got to meet a lot of international performers there, that came across from England and Italy, Scotland. I mean, it was truly amazing. I was the only American there, and I was just like in shock and awe and tears and everything, all the feelings.
Yeah,
It was
what an
truly amazing.
awesome experience. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. So that's, yeah, I'm just fascinated to hear about that, and country. Wow. So tell me, what is the wildest, most outrageous act that you've ever done on stage? Or do you have a one like that, or are they all like that?
Are they all like that?
Well, between wild and outrageous and wonderful,
I don't know. I have to say my most, I guess, outrageous. Well, I don't know if it's outrageous, but it is certainly maybe the most offensive is
Okay.
I perform as Reagan McNeil from the movie The Exorcist.
Yeah.
And I do, full special effects makeup on my face so that I look like her with all the scars and stuff on my face. And I do this kind of like magic trick where I pull, green goop out of my mouth. And I do this horrible thing with the cross and, everything that involves the movie, The Exorcist, I put that on stage. And I guess real
Wow.
Exorcist fans can appreciate that number, but if you happen to
Yeah.
be maybe like really religious, you may not enjoy the number, but maybe you could possibly appreciate the art. I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly.
But
Exactly. Look at it and think to yourself.
I always made sure that my intro had a disclaimer,
Yeah. Hey, this is art. This is art. This is burlesque art. This is
No, it's like,
wonderful
well,
stuff.
if you're hyper religious, you might want to go to the restroom or take a smoke
Yeah.
break or something.
During this one. Yeah, during this one.
Right.
Okay.
Because I'm really not trying to offend anyone, but
Yeah,
it's the movie.
Well, I haven't seen that one yet, but I would really love to see it, and I hope you're going to perform it, on another show, so I'll have an opportunity to see it. So, but well, I'm glad you told us about that. I mean, that is truly awesome and wild and outrageous. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, Molly, do you have a Facebook and website for yourself and for the troupe where we could follow you?
I do have a Facebook. It's, Molly Macabre. And my website is mollymacabre.webs, webs.com.
Okay.
And the troupe has a website also. It's plumb, plumb, askew, review, all one word, .webs.com. And
Okay. And there we can find out all about your upcoming shows and about your ventures as well on both of those websites
right, yeah. On my
pages.
personal website, you can, see pictures from performances or photo shoots. You can see videos of my performance. You can
Oh, nice.
see my calendar, like what's
Yeah.
coming up next, or you could see a list of shows where I have performed. On the troupe website, you can see pictures of the cast members and, you know, read the bios about them and see a list of our upcoming shows and, you know, get your ticket link there with your opportunity to purchase ticket there and all sorts of stuff.
Okay, yeah, that's, I was going to ask you if you could recap, you know, your upcoming show, the name and location and time and date and where we can get
to. It's the Popcorn and Pasties Burlesque Show. It's a film strip. It's a dedicated striptease to the film classics. And the show is going to be tomorrow night. Showtime is at 9 p.m. The doors open at 8 p.m. And the show is at the Sons of Herman Hall in Deep Ellum, which is at 3414 Elm Street. That's the corner of Elm Street and Exposition. It's like the far east side of Elm Street. It's like the very last venue in Deep Ellum.
Okay.
And there's a little parking lot right next door, too, so you're good there. And parking is $5.
Plenty of parking. Okay, good, good.
And,
right.
the venue is a cash-only venue, so make sure to bring plenty of the green with you, especially if you want to buy raffle tickets, because raffle tickets will be selling for $2 each. Or three for $5 each. And, of course, all proceeds from that raffle are going to our performer, Absinthe Angel, again, to help her with her surgery expenses.
And you've got some awesome prizes.
We've got, a comic book necklace that's made by our headliner, Black Mariah. We've got a couple of one-hour massages donated by Donnie Dane. Licensed massage therapist. One of our performers, Sapphire de la Noche, she's donating a combo DVD of all of your 80s favorites movies. I know. We've got a gift certificate from Sacred Sexy You. It's like worth $100. It's like good for two people to attend an Unleash Your Inner Bombshell class.
Nice.
We have a necklace that's donated by Hannah Lee. I have made personally two mini top hats to give away.
Nice.
Sin La Vie has provided it's like a giant neon sign that says Budweiser across the top, but it also has a big Dallas Mavericks logo on it. So,
cool!
We got some cool stuff.
Cool. That is some awesome prizes. I can't wait to buy some raffle tickets. All right, wonderful. Well, Molly, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with me tonight on the Burlesque About Town Blog Talk Radio. It's been a delicious experience and so much fun talking with you. And I hope we'll talk again soon. Yeah, I just loved every second of it. So, and I can't wait to be in the front row of your sensational show. It's going
to
be awesome.
Yeah, we can't wait to have you.
Yeah, cool. Listeners, thank you for joining us tonight. Be sure to check out Molly's Popcorn and Pasties, a film strip, on Friday, 8:14, that's tomorrow night, at Sons of Herman Hall, 3414 Elm Street in Dallas. And please join us next Thursday, August the 20th at 9 p.m. We'll be featuring DFW's sexy songbird, burlesque performer-singer Scarlett Peach. You can listen live, you can call in 516-531-9256, or you can log on www.blogtalkradio.com/burlesqueabouttown. You can also like us at www.facebook.com/burlesqueabouttown and catch some local burlesque event information. So much fun talking to you tonight. Good night, sexies.